It's a Monday afternoon. This is the 28th day of October, 2013. On the phone line with us to take a look at the futures markets, Kurt Kimmel. He's at Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good afternoon to you, Kurt.
Good afternoon, Todd.
I don't know whether we call it good afternoon or not, depending on which side of the market you're on, I suppose. But it was kind of ugly in Chicago if you wanted the prices to be maintained or to go higher.
Yeah, fairly sloppy trade today. A lot of selling taking place. If you're short or sold some grain or have some downside protection, it is, fairly decent day. But if you're one that still has good yields and need to sell some more cash grain, it makes it more of a challenge. But, a lot of hedge pressure. Yields continue to come in phenomenal. Still hearing reports, nothing below 250 bushel, nothing below 200 bushel and some timber ground, western Illinois, where they really struggled, a lot of 200, 210 bushels in some areas there. Bean yields, 50 bushel on double crop bean yields. Still hearing some decent yields, and it's going to help offset some of those in some other areas that did not receive the fortunate weather or timing on things. And that continues to set the stage for a potentially negative and November 8th crop report, per se, and that has put a little fear in the marketplace here. Also, too, guys kind of wrap up in some areas. They've elected to just go ahead and just, move out some grain and due to some decent basis levels in some areas to take advantage of that. But started overnight, China's talking about selling some more reserves, and that kind of weighed on prices. Didn't see any real big new sales announced here this morning. We had option expiration there Friday, and it kind of favored the downside when things all shook loose there. And just overall long liquidation, and we're going to see open interest go down a little bit after today's trade.
No, it looked like soybeans may have been the leader to the downside. Is it the idea here in part, and I don't know whether this is the case or not, when you come in on Sunday evening and you start trade, you've got all day Saturday and you've got all day Sunday, and then you've got all of Monday's hedge pressure coming in from the elevators, and it all sort of snowballs into this kind of day. And can we have a turnaround Tuesday if that's really the case?
Well, yeah, that's the thing, guys. Moves when we start trading at 8:30, and that's traditionally when you start to see the weekend hedge pressure come in and take place. As far as time, we kind of feel today, tonight, tomorrow will be the low here for the week, mm-hmm. and we can see some recovery take place. It's not going to recover as much as one wants it to get back to where we were, but we can see some recovery, at least going into Wednesday and Thursday. Then after that, we could be subject to a little bit more selling pressure. We've done some technical damage here. We've tripped some sell programs in, so the momentum indicators are kind of down and through here. New contract lows for corn's not bullish, and not holding this 1280 level in the beans is kind of negative. So the market's going to have its work cut out, but it is oversold on the short-term scale, and producers are not going to be aggressive sellers, after today.
You suppose the trade is working its way towards higher carryouts for both corn and soybeans based on bigger yields, even if USDA is to change the FSA acreage and adopt that into the crop production report on Friday?
Yeah, it's an ongoing story. A lot of moving numbers there. And we feel we're closer to a 2 billion bushel corn carryout. And, of course, the bean carryout is going to move a little bit higher, too. So that's where some of the negativeness comes in, as they kind of brace for some type of negative news there on as we move into the month of November.
Yeah, of course, that'll come out at 11 o'clock on the 8th day of November. That's not this Friday, but the Friday after that. So we'll be interested in watching that. We have some time before we get there.
Yeah, there's going to be some ups and downs in through here, but overall there's no urgency to be a buyer. Over time, though, I think the end user is going to continue to use these breaks to get some coverage on, and the overall trend will be a little bit firmer in basis as we move into December there, especially when harvest is complete. The thing to watch is tomorrow morning with this break in here to see what type of new sales, if there's any develop here overnight on this lower go. That's the function of the market, is to seek lower prices here to seek out some demand.
You suppose when you look forward, December at $4.75 for the 2014 contract is a place producers might consider next year as still a sale?
Well, when you some of these guys pencil in expenses and so forth, it's going to be a lot tighter. It's kind of hard to do it, but we feel back in the upper $4 here. It needs to be hedged until we at least see where we are in February on some of these revenue policies. But, yeah, right now it looks like this $4.85 to $4.95 is going to be some areas to consider to get a little downside protection going through this winter.
Do you have upside potential where you want to do the same thing in beans, or are you more confident with that marketplace?
Well, beans are going to back towards this $11.85 area is going to find some significant resistance there. Southern Hemisphere is off to decent start. Ideas are Brazil's anywhere from 25 to 35% planted. Ag Minister's got their production dialed in anywhere from 87 to 89 million metric tons versus about 81 million metric tons from a year ago. So with their crop going in a timely fashion and barring no real weather concerns or disease concern or insect concern, we're going to see a huge crop out of that southern hemisphere.
Hey, thanks much for taking the time with us today.
All right, take care, Todd.
You too. Kurt Kimmel is with Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois. He joins us here on the Closing Market Report for this Monday afternoon. You can always hear him again if you'd like on our website. The address there is willag.org. That's W-I-L-L-A-G.org.